Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to IIFL Securities Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. R. Venkataraman. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q3 FY24 analyst call of IIFL Securities. Along with me is Rounak Gandhi, who is our CFO. Wishing all of you a very happy and prosperous New Year. Coming to the global macros, India remains the fastest-growing economy, with real GDP expected to grow upwards of 6% over the next 2 years. Monetary policy easing across the globe is expected to start somewhere in the second half of calendar 2024, which should support business investment and discretionary household spending. In an Indian context, government investment will continue to remain high. Downside risks remain due to heightened geopolitical tensions. Coming specifically to Indian markets, calendar 2023 ended on a high note for the domestic mutual fund industry. AUM crossed 50 lakh crores. Also, in the end of December 2023, mutual fund ownership of Indian markets was about 8.7%. Retail and other individuals hold another 9.7%, which is marginally above the FI ownership of about 18.2%. These data points point out to a deepening of the Indian capital markets. Coming to IIFL Securities, we are pleased to announce another strong quarter, primarily driven by an investment banking business, where we completed about 17 transactions in this quarter. Coming to results numbers, consolidated revenues for the quarter came at 582 crores, which was up 68% year-on-year and 9% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The reason for this steep increase on a year-on-year basis was that brokerage income increased by 73%, 268 crores in this quarter versus 155 crores in Q3 FY23. Distribution income also increased significantly, 100 crores for this quarter versus 53 crores for the quarter last year, primarily driven by sale of products like AIF, PMS, and insurance. Investment banking increased by 32%, 55 crores in this. Coming to quarter-on-quarter basis, brokerage income was virtually flat at about 268 crores. Distribution income increased by 18%, 100 crores versus 85 crores, and investment banking increased 45%, 55 crores versus 38 crores in Q2 FY24. Other income was 24 crores, increased by 373% year-on-year and reduced 12% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, primarily driven by mark-to-market gains in BSE shares. Coming to expenses, employee cost was down marginally 7% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. If you look at finance cost was up 42% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, up 134% on a year-on-year basis because of increased borrowing. The borrowing was done primarily to support our margin trading book. Admin cost was down marginally 9% and increased 47% due to increase in our sub-broker pass-out as well as increase in technology expenses. Our assets under management and custody were 181,582 crores, out of which roughly about 24,000 crores in cross-sell. Our average daily turnover for this quarter was 271,309 crores, which was about 2,495 crores in cash segment and 268,815 crores in the derivative segment. Corresponding figures for the previous quarter were 249,979, which was 2,445 crores in cash segment and 247,533 crores in our derivative segment. With this, I come to the end of my remarks, and I'm available along with Rounak to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the first question from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So I have one bookkeeping question, and the other one is on customer acquisition. So can you just give me the breakup of the cash we have in the books, the breakup of cash of the company and the cash of the clients or the margins we have? What's the actual cash in the books?
See, our own cash is about roughly about 430 crores.
430 crores.
And clients will be about 3,500.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you. So my question is on the customer acquisition. As we can see in the presentation, we are adding like 55,000 customers per quarter since last 3-4 quarters. So my question is, what are we doing to get the customer acquisition more? Like we used to do around 2 lakhs, 2.5 lakhs, like couple of quarters back, I believe 4-5 quarters back. What are we doing to add more customers, and are we going to do that to 1.5 lakh customer acquisition per quarter again?
Okay. You know, as you're aware, on December 2022, so we had a strategic decision we had taken, because earlier we used to acquire a large number of online retail customers, and that was the time we were acquiring in lakhs. So we have a strategic shift, because we have a sister company called Five Paisa where this online retail trading customer acquisition are happening. So as of now, we are more looking at the affluent customer, and hence the pace of customer acquisition has slowed down. And going ahead also, we'll be continuing to focus on acquiring customers with bigger wallets rather than acquiring online retail customers en masse.
So that 2 lakh kind of number, which earlier was the number, that was because of Five Paisa, right?
No, Five Paisa is a separate company, but we are also acquiring customers similar to them.
Okay.
This is an online retail customer.
So, no, I didn't get that. So can you please explain me again? So sorry.
No. Our customer acquisition was quite large, because we used to acquire a large number of online retail customers.
Okay.
Spending money on digital channels and social media, etc. So as of now, we are focused on acquiring more affluent customers, hence the cost, hence the numbers have come down.
Okay. So our focus from online has changed to actual customers. Understood.
Customer acquisition, the Five Paisa is acquiring in lakhs, which is again a system.
Okay. So sir, any rationale behind changing this strategy?
It is very simple, because you know, in the group we have two companies, which is online retail customers, which is catered to by our sister company called Five Paisa. Here we are more focused on the affluent customers, which are richer customers, the more disposable or higher investment surplus.
Okay, understood.
So if you remember, December 2020 we had done this shift. December 2020.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Narendra from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding margins. What do we take as the steady state margins going ahead? You know, like this quarter it was above 40%. So, you know, was there any one-off, or Just wanted to get an idea what is the steady state.
Actually, you know, it's difficult to give a number like a steady state margin for a cyclical business like ours because, you know, when the markets are good, then things look good. So this, first of all, there were no one-off, but you have to remember that we have seen huge activity in capital markets for the last 2-3 months, and we had a lot of block deals, lot of activities like this, which was boosting brokerage income.
Okay, okay. What kind of deal pipeline are we seeing, on the investment banking side for the next?
Investment banking deal, I can't tell because, but the investment banking deal pipeline looks very good.
Okay. So, are we seeing a visibility? How much visibility do we have? You know, 3 months.
I think it's like obviously I'll give the standard disclaimer of state of capital market, but visibility looks very good.
Okay, got it. And regarding the what kind of traction are we seeing on the BSE derivative segment?
BSE derivatives,
for sure. Okay, got it. Thanks. That's it from myself. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, to ask questions, you may please press star and one. If you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Nahar from Swan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question in terms of the customer. So the kind of customers that we're acquiring, like it's more from the affluent segment. So what is the life cycle of these customers? Is it very different from the retail discount broking, like the 5paisa and the other discount brokers? Because those customers seem to be pretty fickle and like, you know, their life cycle is 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. So is that, you know, are our customers a lot longer in terms of the retention there, the revenue that they're contributing to?
Actually, that's a good question. We believe that our customers have got a higher disposable income and more inclined to invest and rather than trade aggressively. But it's too, we have not done any psychographic or analytical modeling of this. So it's like, I'm not in a position to give a very scientific answer.
Okay. And so is it also like, are we focusing on some sort of trading community? Like for example, you know, like a Zerodha has.
No, what you say is absolutely correct, but you know, there is a segment of what we call as the algo traders or the large volume, high volume traders. So historically, we have not done very well in that segment, and primarily because of very low yields. And but you know, that is one segment which is growing very rapidly. And as a full service broker, we need to improve our offering there.
Yeah, so just one last question, sir. So what kind of brokerage model do we provide? Because, you know, from whatever ground research that we have done, we see that you also provide a discount broker model, which is an order, which is a little confusing. So just wanted to understand that.
No. Actually, if you remember, we have also had this, the flat brokerage Z20 pricing scheme, which we used to have. So now we have discontinued it. So very rarely on special cases we give, but otherwise we are on that ad valorem brokerage rate. So you're right. Actually, historically we were offering that.
Okay. So now any new customers that are coming in, we are not offering that anymore.
We don't offer, but suppose, you know, in the market, suppose somebody comes and says, so it is on a case-to-case it happens, but it is not such a big thing.
Okay. All right. So, and then who decides that? Does the sub-broker decide that or is that within the company?
No. It is controlled by HO level.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I think the person previous to you also asked this question. So, I was trying to explain to him that online retail customers who is a discount pricing model, we are more or less trying to exit that space.
Right. Okay. All right, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand breakup of your revenue. I can find three items in the presentation: retail brokerage, fixed income product distribution, financial product distribution, and investment banking. but it doesn't add up to the total. So what are the other items?
Where is the investment banking income as given in this presentation?
Yeah, yeah. So retail brokerage is 448 crore for 9 months. Financial product distribution is 270 crore. And investment banking is 148 crores.
Okay.
Total income is 1400 something. So what is the breakup? I'm not able to reconcile this number.
See, I'll tell you what. The components of income are broadly investment banking income, financial product distribution income. There's something called other income where this mark-to-market and other interest income happens. Then there's something called interest income, rental income, and in brokerage-related income, there are a lot of things apart from retail brokerage, institutional brokerage, DP income, DPC income, and etc. So for your point is taken. Next time we'll
refer to the results.
So the result table has all the details, but next time we'll bridge the we'll show it properly so that all the numbers are. So your concern is addressed.
Okay. And is there any plan with respect to 5paisa? Will that continue as a separate entity or any plan to?
No, that will continue as a separate entity.
It will continue, sir. So it will no plans to merge or take over.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Nahar from Swan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, just one question in terms of the 5paisa. We were going to transfer the retail clients, and then I think there was a notification from 5paisa that has been withdrawn. Is that true? Like, is that?
That's true, because we also given a similar notification. So I'll just tell you what is happening. So as you know, in December 2022. We had done a scheme with 5paisa where we were transferring our online retail customers to them. So this entire we had made the application after all the approvals to the stock exchanges and SEBI. SEBI had a number of observations, and so basically what has happened was that since there was a lapse of time, because almost it's now close to 1 year or more. The exchanges said that you have to refile the scheme with additional clarification documentation, including valuation. So now we had a board meeting yesterday, and the board decided, given the fact that data base of customers, valuations, market conditions, trading conditions, everything has changed substantially in the last 12 months. So the board says that you have to revalue and then come back to the board and revalidate the scheme. So that's the reason why both the partners, which is 5paisa and us, we have decided to go back to the drawing board and revalidate the scheme.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. To ask questions, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the follow-up. How much is your institutional brokerage? Because you mentioned that you had a lot of large block deals and all that because of these activities.
Yeah, roughly about 60-40 split of brokerage, retail and institutional.
60-40. Okay. And last quarter, what was it?
Same, 60-40, sir. Mota.
Okay. Thank you.
Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions.
Okay, since there are no future questions, I take this opportunity to thank all of you for taking trouble and joining us on this call. As you know, we are available, so you can send an email to, what's my email?
Investor.relations@ifl.com,
and we'll be more than willing to answer any question that you have. Thank you once again and have a nice day.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.